Assalamu alaikum. Brothers, come closer, please. Fill up the lines in front first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends reward from the front of the masjid. We should try to get our reward first. It seems as though in our jamaat here, unfortunately, we have forgotten the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he has told us about those people who receive 3 camel load of blessings. The weight of 3 camel load of blessings on the day of Friday for reaching first in the masjid. And those who come after get a certain amount. And those who come after get a certain amount. And then blessings will stop at a certain point in time and you will just get the reward of attending Jummah. Unfortunately, that time is when the khutbah begins, when the salat begins. So unfortunately, there will be some of our Muslim brothers and sisters today who they will just only receive the reward of attending Jummah. They will not get the special reward of coming early, the special reward of reaching on time. Of course, we know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about time in the Quran. It is very important. Today, I would like to speak a little bit about this time that we spend in this world. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه وأتباعه الهمات للدين القويم أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم موتوا قبل أن تموتوا وحاسبوا قبل أن تحاسبوا فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت وقال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله نبي الكريم الحمد لله All praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must say Alhamdulillah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from amongst those who listen and learn and put into practice whatever we learn. We must say Alhamdulillah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from amongst those mu'mineen who believe in the unseen, for amongst those Muslims who have been given the great favor of attending the Jummah prayer. For verily there are Muslims who do not attend the Jummah prayer for very feeble excuses. It is unfortunate. For verily there are Muslims who they think they know what they are supposed to believe in, but they do not know. And therefore sometimes they make mistakes in their beliefs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who will attain this paradise, both in this world as well as in the life hereafter. Today I would like to speak about a hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he said, Mutu qabla an tamutu, die before death overtakes you. Wahasibu qabla an tuhasabu, give a reckoning, take an account of yourselves before you are taken account of. That is on the day of judgment, before Allah takes an account of us. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there is one surety that we know in this world, and that is death. Even non-Muslims believe that they must die. Only a foolish person would fool himself into thinking that he can live forever. When those who are around us, they die every day. They die every day. As long as you are born into this world, that one sure thing that will happen to you, it is death. We are sure of it. There might be people in the world who are not sure that there is a creator. There might be people in the world who hear things about messengers who have gone by and they are not sure that these things are true because they have not seen these messengers that we speak about. There are people in the world, mu'mineen and muslimin, who think that maybe they are not sure about what they believe in. They are not sure about the akhirah, the life hereafter. They are not sure that they will be resurrected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this, and may He make our iman and our akhlaq and our aqidah correct. However, there is no sane human being who can tell himself that he is sure that he is going to live forever. We might sometimes forget that we must die. In our youth and in our strength, we forget that death can knock on our door at any time. We forget, yes. But we do not deny it. To deny it would be foolishness. So my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what does the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mean when he says, die before death overtakes you? The muhaddithin and those scholars of hadith who comment upon hadith have mentioned two possible explanations. The first is that before facing death, man should give up all those desires that are vain, that cause him to be disobedient to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In effect, he dies for the love of this world. He takes out the love of this world from his heart so that he will not forget about death. And therefore, he will prepare for the life hereafter. He will prepare for when that angel comes to take his soul, he will be ready for that angel. And the other explanation, die before death overtakes you. That phrase some scholars have given is that man should visualize frequently death in front of him. And it is about this one I would like to speak today, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Very often we will hear in the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will hear in talks and bayans and speeches that we must remember death. But what does remember death mean? Does it mean that we simply remember the word D-E-A-T-H? That is death and that is it? Does it mean that we, on days that we attend funerals, we remember death? And therefore, we see that there are people who have died and we perform their janaza and we make dua for them and we read Quran on their behalf and we put them in the ground, we cover them up and we forget about them. Does that mean the remembrance of death? What does remembrance of death mean? What is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us, die before death overtakes us? What does it mean? It could mean different things to different people. But my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it does not mean that we must forget that we must die. And it is this forgetfulness of our own death that brings us further and further away from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is against the objective of our life in this world. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ni'matani maghbunun fiha kathirun minan nas as-sihhatu wal-faragh. There are two things which people are generally unmindful of. It is their free time and their health. The commenters of a hadith have said that the reason why people become unmindful of these two favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given us, it is because we have forgotten about death. We have not remembered in our youth and in our strength that there will come a time we will be old and we will not be strong. We have forgotten that. We have forgotten that the angel of death is waiting to take our soul, and therefore we usurp people's rights. We lie. We give people short change and short wait. We go to work and we do not fulfill that job that we are being paid to do. Instead, we look for ways of shortcutting our employers. Unfortunately, we have forgotten that we must die and that we must give an account for whatever we have done in this world. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, our free time, we sometimes see that the youth today, they forget that they must become old. They forget about Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They forget that obedience to Allah is what we have been placed here for. Instead, when our backs begin to bend and our beards, if they are grown, begin to get gray, then we remember that Allah exists. Then we remember that we must perform our 5 times daily salat. Then we remember that when we come to the masjid for asr, we can stay until maghrib and until isha. But while we were young, we have too many important things to do. While we were in good health, we have too many important things to do. While we were in good health, we did not remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wishing and waiting for us to ask of Him of anything so that He will answer us. Instead, when we become sick, then we raise our hands to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, I have become sick now. My back hurts. My foot hurts. My head hurts. Oh Allah, give me shifa. Give me cure. Instead, we should have been making a dua, oh Allah, I have strength and I have health and I have free time. Take work from me. Use me so that I can spread your word, oh Allah. We forget about death, and that is why we forget to make these duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who remember death. There is a story, and in it there is a moral that we must learn. For that is the reason we tell stories. Of course, for little children, we tell stories for entertainment. But as adults, we must not just listen to stories for entertainment. We must listen to it so that we can put it into practice in our lives. In the time of the Khalif Harun al-Rashid, rahmatullah alayhi, there was a very pious man whose name was Bahlul, rahmatullah alayhi. The people of his time, they sometimes used to ridicule him because he was so pious. He was a zahid. He renounced the world. He did not care too much about worldly things. Once he went to meet the Khalif. The Khalif told him, he gave him a stick. He said to him, one day when you find a man who is more foolish than you are, give him the stick. Hazrat Bahlul rahmatullah alayhi took the stick. Of course, the Khalif told him that it was a trust and he must find that man. Unfortunately, later on, many years after, when the Khalif became ill, Hazrat Bahlul came to visit him on his deathbed. He met the Khalif and this conversation ensued. Hazrat Bahlul says, Amirul Mu'mineen, how do you do? The Khalif says, I am setting off on a journey. Hazrat Bahlul says, what is the destination of your journey? The Khalif answers, it is my journey to the hereafter and I am leaving. I am leaving this world and I will not return. Hazrat Bahlul says, how many armies have you sent forth? How many emissaries have you sent forth? How many bodyguards and caravans have you sent forth for this journey? The Khalif says, oh Hazrat Bahlul, you are speaking foolishness again. What are you talking about? No one can send forth any armies and emissaries and caravans for their journey to the hereafter. Of course, Harun al-Rashid, he is a Muslim, he is a mu'min. He knows and believes in death and the hereafter, and he knows that no one can help you over there. But he did not understand. Hazrat Bahlul was asking him, what preparations have you made for the hereafter? And he had not made none. He had not made any. Hazrat Bahlul says, it is a very long journey you are going on, a journey from which you will not return, and you have not sent forth anything for that journey? You have not sent forth anything for that journey, yet still, in this world, when you would journey for just 2 or 3 days, you would book your tickets in advance, you would check in on your airlines online before you get to the airport, you would book your hotels in advance, but unfortunately, we have not sent forth anything. The Caliph says, this is a journey for the sake of which no soldier or armies can help. Yet I have not sent forth anything. Hazrat Bahlul says, O Caliph, your trust upon me is fulfilled today. For I have found someone who is more foolish than I am. For I have given up this world in lieu of the hereafter. And you have given up the hereafter in lieu of this world. Here is your stick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who do not fall into this category. We do not want this, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Do you want to lose the hereafter in lieu of this world? I definitely do not want that for myself. I do not think there is anyone who would want that. We might forget, yes, but we do not want that. And this is the cause of the forgetfulness about death. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when we forget about death, we forget that we must give an account in hereafter. We forget to prepare for death. And we fall under the people who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about when he said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'dal maut. A smart person, an intelligent person, a clever person, is that person who withholds his nafs, he controls his nafs, his vain desires, and he does actions which will benefit him after his death. Lima ba'd al-maut. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what do? We must look What do we do that will benefit us after our death? Do we think to ourselves that when we go out to work, we earn our livelihood, we receive our salaries, we spend it upon our families, and we do not pray our 5-time daily salah, this will help us after our death? Do we think that when we do not pay our zakat, this will help us after our death? Do we think that when we do not keep our fast to its proper amount in the month of Ramadan, this will help us after our death? Do we think that when Hajj is compulsory upon us, and we tell ourselves that, you know, when I get a little bit older, I'll perform my Hajj. I want to be a little bit more mature, so that when I come back, I won't have to make any more sins. Do we think that this will help us after our death? When we do not know when we will die, we do not know if we will live the next year, when Hajj will be compulsory upon us again, and then we will get to go. We do not know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who fulfill our duties in this world, who do not postpone the work of today for tomorrow when it should have been done today. There was once a man in the time of Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Ni'am rahmatullah alayh. Among him there were many pious people. So he thought to himself one day that I would like to do something that will benefit me after my death. So he goes around asking the pious and saintly and knowledgeable people around him, if you knew that you would die tomorrow, what would you do today? And he received many answers: read Quran, pray, fast, so on and so forth. When he reached to Hazrat Abdurrahman bin Ni'am rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Abdurrahman bin Ni'am told him, I would do nothing different that I have done yesterday today, even though I knew that I would die tomorrow. Because he says, in laying out my life and my timetable for the day, I thought that this would be my last day. And therefore, if yesterday was already my last day, then today is an extra one. And therefore, I would need to do nothing different from what I have done yesterday. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, very, very deep, very, very deep advice. We should look at our lives. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, "Mutu qabla an tamutu," die before death overtakes you. We should look at our lives and see, what are we sending forth? Do we perform our 5 times daily salat? And if we do we perform it in jamaat? If we do we perform any extra nawafil salat? Do we pay our zakat? Do we fast in the month of Ramadan? And if we do fast in the month of Ramadan, how many extra nawafil fast do we fast outside of the month of Ramadan? Many virtuous fasts there are. Or are we from amongst those who delay our good deeds in until the month of Ramadan so that we can get extra blessings? When we do not even know that we will reach the month of Ramadan, we know that Ramadan is coming in September. And we are telling ourselves, Ramadan is coming. I'll get to pray some extra salat and give some extra charity. And you know what? It will be very beneficial. But my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, do we know that we will not even last until the end of this month, far less to reach the month of Ramadan? And when we are in the month of Ramadan, we sometimes forget ourselves then. And instead of performing as much salat as we can perform, instead of performing, reading as much Quran as we can, we cut it short again because we tell ourselves there is another Ramadan to come. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, mutu qabla an tamutu, the words of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The other part of the hadith which I have quoted in the beginning, mutu qabla an tamutu wa hasibu qabla an tuhasabu, take an account, reckon with yourselves before you are reckoned with on the day of judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advises us, take an account of your lives before Allah takes an account of your lives on the day of judgment. What does it mean? We have heard many interpretations of this. We have heard that when a person goes to bed at night before he sleeps away, he must remember what he has done for the day. He must take an account of what he has done for the day. If there is anything good that he has done, he must be thankful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to do those good, because we do not know, because we know that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can allow us to do good. And if we have committed any sins or mistake for the day, then we must repent for those sins and mistakes. We must repent and ask of Allah's forgiveness, and we must promise that we will not error again upon those same mistakes. But my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, do we do this at all? Do we do it once for the year, or once in every 6 months, or once a month, or once a week? Or do we do it every day? My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have forgotten that we must die. And because of that forgetfulness, we do not reckon with ourselves. We do not remember what we have done today. We do not remember what we have done this morning, far less for yesterday or the day before. We have forgotten about death. So sometimes a salat time comes and it goes, and we do not perform that salat. And we forget that we have missed that salat, and we do not even make up for it. We forget that we are to die and we must give an account. So the time of zakat comes for us to pay, and we say, you know what, I don't have the cash right now. I'll pay tomorrow, or the day after, or the day after. And then we forget that we are supposed to pay that zakat, and the time goes. We forget that we must die, and Hajj is compulsory upon us, and we delay the performance of our Hajj till the next year because of feeble excuses. Because of excuses that we would not even give, would we give those excuses to Almighty Allah on the Day of Judgment if He asks us? I do not know. We forget that we must die, and therefore we do not take an account of our lives here and now. We do not set out a timetable for ourselves that we follow. Instead, we will set out a timetable that will make us enough money to live in this world. We will set out a timetable for our children so that they can study and they can get a degree. We will set out a timetable for many other things, but we will not set out a timetable for goodness in the hereafter. We do not fall for amongst those Al-Kayyisu mandana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. We are not clever people who plan for the hereafter. We are clever people who plan only for this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us clever people who plan for the hereafter and who get this world as well. That is why He commands us, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those people who die before death overtakes us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those people who reckon with ourselves on a daily basis before we are reckoned with on the Day of Judgment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those people who learn and put into practice whatever we learn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those people who, when we are resurrected on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us and He gives us paradise. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.